Kilayim Perik Bay's Mishnah Dalad, Zerua v'Nimlach Lanoitis. If a person planted, the Rav says, Tfua, grain, Lav Dafka, could also be, the Taisi Santif explains, Lav Dafka, it doesn't have to be grain, it could be kidneys, and things like that as well. And then afterwards, he decides to change his mind that he wants to now use this as a grapevine area. So he's doing a Natia, Lanoita, to plant. Now, planting is by trees. Sowing, planting seeds, is by grain and things like that, and vegetables and kidneys. But when we come to a natia, that's the term we use when we say that he's planting a tree. Therefore, we know that the Tiferes Sol explains that we're referring to a grapevine, which is called a tree. That's why we say Bori Pura Eitz on grapes. And the reason we know that is because all other trees, there's no kilayim, like we said earlier, according to most Rishonim, only by grafting. So if here there's going to be a problem by kilayim, and we're dealing with a mixture of planted grain versus something, some tree that was planted, obviously the only tree that has kilayim by planting and not grafting, that if this tree intermingles with something else, that's only a grapevine. So the Mishnah says, Lo yomar etav yachakach oifach. First, I'm going to plant the grapevine, and then afterwards I'll uproot the soil. Rather, first you have to uproot the soil, and then only then can you start planting the vineyard. The Mishnah continues, but if it was the opposite, if first he had a vine that was already planted, and then he changed his mind, and now he wants to sow it, he wants to plant grain in it, for example. Lo yomar shouldn't say, he shouldn't say, you know what, I'll wait. I'll first start planting grain, for example, and then only afterwards will I uproot. I'll only do it later. I'll uproot the vineyard afterwards. Asharish, taisisantiv, trasol, say means la'akar, means to totally uproot something. Ela misharish v'achakach zaria. First has to uproot it, and then and only then can he then sow the grain. But here there's going to actually be one kula, which is, as the Mishnah ends, imratza, to actually destroy a vineyard, the vines, he doesn't totally have to uproot it. Rather, goymeim at pochus mitefach. Gomei means to cut it very low to the ground, where it's less than a tefach off the ground. So when he does this, there's some mefarshim, they explain that this is either never going to grow again, he's destroying it. Or some say that when it's less than a tefach off the ground, there's grapevine, so there's no problem of kilayim by it. Whatever the case is, he's allowed to do this and cut it. Zayreya v'achakach misharish. So he can actually plant the grain right after he cut it, even though it's still existing, and he can wait and then uproot it later. But it sounds like he does have to uproot the vineyard, the vines afterwards. And the Rambam actually says, the lashon of yakar esakol. When he says misharish, he should then uproot all of the vines.